North by Northeast, stories that matter to Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
Today, we continue our 2016 season preview of Texas A&M University Commerce football. Our guest is Lions color commentator Brock Callaway. We've already taken a look at the offense. You can find that program online at ketr.org. Today, we're previewing the defense and taking a look around this year's Lone Star Conference. The Lions are a pretty good bet to score a lot of points. The success of this year's team will depend in large part on how well the defense can come up with stops in key game situations.
On the defensive side, the Lions do graduate quite a bit of talent there on the defensive line. Tony Pulu had an exceptional career here in Commerce. He is gone there. The Lions have a lot of talent there. Brought in a transfer from Wyoming named Tavita Feu, who, if you were at the spring game, you saw that guy. He was incredible. I believe he had 6 sacks. I know it's just a spring game, and you can't take a whole lot out of that, but of all the spring games I've seen in Commerce over the last few years, I'm not sure if I've ever seen anybody look more ready to take over a position than Tavita did. He was just incredible. In the defensive backfield, you've got Steven Baker back there at safety, who's been starting since his freshman year. Just an incredible athlete there. At linebacker, though, you look at Brooke Sethoff. This Brooke Sethoff is a guy that came in his very first game as a true freshman last year, led the team in tackling against Delta State. So he just jumped off the paper from the get-go and had an awesome freshman season. You match him up with another freshman named Chris Smith, who plays corner. The Lions have a lot of depth back there, a lot of young guys that got some time last year. They're going to be playing some big roles this season.
The Lone Star Conference is one of the toughest, arguably the toughest, NCAA Division II football conferences in the country. A&M Commerce has won back-to-back titles in the Lone Star. A three-peat in a circuit this strong would be quite an accomplishment. Callaway says that the main obstacle for the Lions in conference play will be a certain familiar foe from Wichita Falls.
The only team that really is going to put a scare into them is Midwestern State. And that's a school that we've seen over the years. Bill Maskell just does an incredible job there of reloading year after year. They do the same thing. They run the ball really well. They have a huge offensive line. They play good defense. And that's one of those programs that just for the last decade has been up there at the top. So if you look at somebody that's going to make a run at Commerce and put a scare into them, Midwestern State is going to be the team to keep an eye on. But Commerce does play Midwestern at home this year, so that's going to be a big game. You look at some of those other teams there at the top. Eastern New Mexico returns an incredible running back in Kamal Cass. He led almost every rushing category there was in the LSC last year, and he was only a sophomore. They do have some big questions at quarterback, though. They lost Jeremy Burma. The Lions do play them week 3, so they're going to play them early on in the season before they have a chance to really get things rolling. Angelo State will obviously still be kind of in the mix there. They do lose Kyle Washington at quarterback. Kyle is one of the best quarterbacks that's come through this conference in probably a decade, so those can be some really big shoes to fill there in Angelo State. A&M Kingsville, they've been down over the years, but they have been very resurgent. They got a new head coach there that won a national championship a couple years ago at CSU Pueblo, so they've got some raw talent there that's going to take a little while to get rolling, but they're going to be a little bit of a threat there. And West Texas A&M, you know, 3 years ago they were 11-3 and dominating the Lone Star Conference. They've slid back quite a bit. They've only won 6 games the last 2 years, and there's a lot of question marks going on there at West Texas, so you back a program like that up against the wall and force them to play their best, and you never know what's going to happen.
KETR's Brock Callaway previewing the A&M Commerce Lions and the 2016 Lone Star Conference football season. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.